I had to take my.
Okay, we have a short shiur tonight because I have another shiur and I got quite late. So Parashat Chukat. Also, of course, I wrote the parashah. It's very interesting. We have the problem with the water, that because of this, Moshe and Aaron didn't go into Eretz Israel. We have the Parah Aduma, the red cow, and we have the interesting war between Am Yisrael and the Amorites. And the main basic maybe thing of the parsha is the way it starts. Zot Chukat HaTorah. That's the law of the Torah, or that's the constitution of the Torah. What is it? Paraduma. Paraduma is not the Torah. And when we're talking about Pesach, for example, it's written Zot Chukat HaPesach. So if you wrote Zot Chukat Paraduma, I can understand. But what's the meaning of Zot Chukat HaTorah? And then, later on, when we talk about somebody who touches a dead or is in a tent with a dead, it's written Zot HaTorah. That's the Torah. Mm-hmm. This is even more...
strange.
Yes, strange. What's going on here? First of all, the connection between Parah Aduma and Metmemet, somebody was impure because he was in a connection with a cove or in a tent where there was a part of a body or whatever. Because if you are Tameh, the way to purify yourself is with the effer of Parah Aduma, with the ashes of the Parah Aduma. So we understand the connection, but we want to understand this extravagant way the Torah describes Zot Chukat HaTorah, Zot HaTorah. Now, after Zot HaTorah is written, Adam ki yamut ba'oel, a person who would die in a tent. So it's also very strange. Zot HaTorah, Adam ki yamut ba'oel. So the Farshim say that in order to learn the Torah, you have to, let's say, kill yourself on the Torah. Like, really give yourself to the Torah, like, sacrifice yourself to the Torah, whatever. So the Chafetz Chaim says, it's written, V'chai ba'em, v'lo she'yamut ba'em. You should live with the Torah, not die with the Torah. So what's the meaning? So he brings a story, a mashal, that explains to us what is the meaning of Adam ki yamut ba'oel. Says this guy was learning from a story, was had a business, and he was working with his wife, a big business, and you know, a year passed by, and he was like davening in the morning, but then he went to the shop, no learning, no nothing. One day he wakes up in the morning, he says, 1 minute, I'm already in the middle of my life. Who knows when God is going to call me, come up, and he's going to ask me, what have I done? What did I learn? And what would I tell him? Here a minute, there 2 minutes. I have to do something. So he decides, from this day on, in the morning, after davening, he stays for 1 hour, 1.5 hour, and learns. Nice decision. The only problem is, it's the rush hour in the shop, because it's the beginning of the day, and all the customers coming in. So his wife is in the shop, and is not coming. After 1.5 hour, he comes, says, Yankel, where have you been? He says, don't ask, I have a problem, and I was delayed. Okay. The next day, the same thing. A whole week goes on, and the same thing every day. And one of those days, she's serving a customer, and she's complaining, you know, I don't, my uncle every day lately is coming half an hour, 2 hours late. I don't know what's happening. So what do you mean? He's sitting learning in Beis HaMidrash. He says, what? If you want, you can go there and see with your own eyes. So she leaves the shop and runs to Beis HaMidrash and looks in, and who is sitting there learning? Yanka. And you know, she is doing him a whole concert. What are you doing here? Customers in the shop, then you, what, you don't care about the business? What? He says, calm down, calm down. I want to ask you a question. If Chas v'Shulam, I would die, what are you going to do? shout customers in the shop. Or what can you do? I'm not nice, I'm dead. What can you do? He says, no, that's a different thing. He says, what do you care? That after 2 hours, I revive. I come to, I've got Triat Amitim. Think that every day in the morning for 2 hours, I am dead. After 2 hours, I've got Triat Amitim. And says the Chafetz Chaim, that's exactly the idea. You know, we have all the time excuses. Oh, I've got no time, I've got no... See, you see, we try to do a shiur. People got no time, they've got their own things, that they. This is a time when they watch television, or I don't know what they do. And we all know that a lot of things that we want to do, Yetzer Hara comes and tells us, nah, I've got no time here, no time. So how do you do it? Because really, you look at people, they're running the whole day, they've got work, they've got, you know, they're tired at night. I never forget the story I read a few weeks ago. That this guy told me, it was the shiur in Bnei Brak, and was this guy was working like a hard worker, and he was coming every night to the shiur and sleeping. Comes to the shiur and sleeps. And one day the rabbi asked him,
why?
Reb Shimon, you know, why do you come? Well, you come here and sleep. So what's the... So Shimon told him, you see, I've got small kids at home. And I work the whole day. I want my kids to see that even if I work the whole day, in the evening, I've got time to go and learn Torah. No matter how tired I am, what do they see? Father is going out tired to learn Torah. Says, this is the case. You can sleep as long as you want. And I, when I heard this, like it got into me. See, this guy is working the whole day. And even sleeping in the coming in sleep, but he knows my children are going to see it. And this is the problem of our generation.
My son said that he learns every night, and there are nights that he is so tired, then they're upset. Don't, if you are so tired, don't learn, but change the page.
Yeah.
Because then the children will see that you learn. You can justify, change the page.
You see, if we want to educate our children, we have to be an example.
Yeah.
And the problem is that Yetzer Hara is there all the time. So what the Chafetz Chaim says, that's the Torah. You want to connect yourself to the Torah? You have to find a time in the day when everything is dead. You know, we all know, if we have a holiday, or we're looking for a hotel, or we're looking for a flight, suddenly we have time. You know, we've got a business, we've got a job, but we find time for a vacation. We find time for a lot of things. If Yetzer Hara wants it. But if Yetzer Hara doesn't want it, he convinces us. So what's the solution? How do I connect to God without interference of Yetzer Hara? You have to decide every day, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I am dead. That's it. There's nothing in this world. I am sitting with the Torah. I'm sitting with the Tehillim. I am connecting myself to God. That is the explanation. Zot HaTorah, Adam Ki Yamut Ba'Oel. Now, how do we connect ourselves to Zot Chukat HaTorah? That's the law of the Torah. Because we have three different mitzvahs. We have mitzvahs that we understand, that are social mitzvahs. Every community, every society needs those mitzvahs, those laws, because otherwise it's not going to be in society. You shouldn't steal, you shouldn't kill, you shouldn't commit crimes, and you should behave nice to your fellow man. That's reasonable, everybody understands it. Then we have the second type of mitzvahs, which is religious mitzvahs. Shabbos, tefillin, mezuzah. That's our way to show our religion, that we connect to God. And then there are those mitzvahs that there is no reason. And the sample is Parah Adumah. What's the problem with Para Aduma? Para Aduma, somebody is pure, touches it, is impure. Somebody is impure, touches it, is pure. How can it be? מתאר את הטמאים ומתמא את הטהורים. Impossible. How can it work? How can it be? Shlomo HaMelech said, "Echkema v'hira chukamini." When I got to this mitzvah, I understood that the more I learn, the less I know. I know nothing.
I don't know. I never understood this thing. I never.
Why? What did you understand? What Shlomo HaMelech said?
No. Shlomo HaMelech said, I am the same. I don't understand. It exists, this Paraduma?
Yes, of course.
Nine times.
No, yes, of course.
Nine times. Right.
Yes. It's the ashes of Paraduma that you spread on somebody who was impure because he had connection with the body, the dead body, yes? So he has to pure. If one goes to Beit HaMikdash, he has to pure himself. Today we all tmei metim. We're not allowed to go to Beit HaMikdash. If we had effer of Para Aduma, the ashes of Para Aduma, we could go. But that's not the idea. The idea is to understand what Shlomo HaMelech really is saying. We think always that he's talking about Para Aduma. But the real truth is that he's talking about all the laws of the Torah. So through Para Aduma, he got to the knowledge, to the understanding, that even the mitzvahs that he thinks he knows the reason are not the real reasons. There are other reasons that we don't know. And that's exactly the idea of the Torah. We don't keep the Torah because we understand why we do what we do. We keep the Torah because God tells us. And that's why the Torah is telling us, Zot Chukat HaTorah. Not only Para Aduma that you don't understand. All the mitzvahs, even those who understand, you don't keep them because you understand. You keep them because God wants you to do them. Now, you have to understand another thing, that whatever God asks you to do, it's got a reason. Because God is our Father in heaven, He loves us. And like parents are not going to give their children things to do if there is no benefit out of it. If parents love their children, normally that's the case. In other words, if God asks us to do something, even if we don't understand, there must be a good reason to do it. And that's, with this understanding, we have no problem to keep the mitzvahs if we understand and if we don't understand. The point is that sometimes, because we understand, we think we know better. Even Shlomo HaMelech said, Lo yarbe lo nashim. He shouldn't take a lot of women because they're going to put him on the wrong way. He says, I know the reason. It's not going to happen to me. What did he do? It happened to him. So in other words, even Shlomo HaMelech realized that if you know the reason, it doesn't make you, let's say, not a tzaddik, it doesn't make you somebody, even if you're very clever, it doesn't give you the permission to try and, because you know the reason, so you're going to do something that is going to help you because you know the reason, so you can act differently, because you know how to fight it in the case of Lo Yarbe Lo Nashim, for example. Point is, even if we see it's written, and even if we understand, even the, let's say, you should not steal, that everybody understand, you have to understand that in the law of the Torah, when he's talking about not stealing, there is a deep meaning to it. And if you go to this deep meaning, there is even a deeper meaning. That's what Shlomo HaMelech is saying. The Torah is with no end. So we keep the Torah not because we understand. And we see it, what happened to Korach last parasha. He was very clever. But he thought he knows better because he was clever. So we see that even if you're very clever, you think you know why and what, so you can do whatever you want to. What happened to him? Was burned. The Meraglim, two parashiot ago, also great people. What happened to them? Burned. Why? They also thought they know better. In other words, we have to keep the Torah not because we understand, because God told us. And that's why the parasha is finishing. One of the finishing says, Al ken yomru ha-moshlim bo'u cheshbon. What is moshlim? Those who govern, govern, those who give the orders, those who control, they, Al-Ken Yomua Chofim Bo Cheshbon. Cheshbon was the name of a town, which is a very interesting story. What's the story? We are not allowed to conquer anything that connects to Moab. God ordered us. Moab, you don't touch. Now, Cheshbon, Melech Sichon, Sichon, Melech Cheshbon, yeah. He was the Amorite king.
He conquered. No, he wasn't Amorite.
No, he was an Amorite. Cheshbon, Ir Sichon, Melech Haemorihi. Cheshbon is the town of Sichon, who is the king of the Amorite, but the Torah is telling us a story. Why? Hu nilcham b'melech Moab arishon. He fought against the first king of Moab. Vayikach et kol arzo. And he took all his land from him, from this place to the other place. Al ken yomru ha-moshlim b'hu cheshbon. And that's why the moshlim say b'hu cheshbon. What is cheshbon in Hebrew? It's not only a name of a place. It's an account. In other words, calculation. So the Moshlim should do calculation. Why? Let's see what happened here. The Gemara tells us that Cheshbon was a town that was very hard to conquer. You had very strong people there. And he succeeded. So imagine to yourself that this king Sichon, after he won the war, what do you think he felt?
Invincible.
I am the top guy. Nobody can win against me. And he did the parade, and he wrote in the papers, and he brought all the reporters to everybody to praise his big victory. And what happened then? Am Israel comes and takes it from him. So why is the Torah telling us that he conquered it from it? Because if Cheshbon was in the hand of Moab, could we conquer it?
No.
No? But now, because Sichon took it, now we can take it. In other words, what did Sichon really do? Was this a victory or a loss?
A big favor to us.
So in other words, he didn't win anything. He lost.
Right.
He lost big. Because the minute he took the place of Moab Cheshbon, he made it kosher for us to take it from him. He didn't do the right calculation. So how do you do the right calculation? Says the Gemara, what is Moshlim? Moshlim is those who govern.
Yes.
Moshlim is Moshe, Limshol, to govern, to control, to be in control, to be in charge. It says, Moshlim, Moshlim beYitzram. How do you do the right calculation? As we said before, Yetzer Hara is here. And he says, you are clever. You can decide for yourself. You know better. And you decide what Yetzer Hara wants you to decide. In other words, if you do the calculation through Yetzer Hara, you're not going to get to the right calculation. So the only way to do the right calculation
is to follow the
and not do what Sichon did is to do the calculation when you control Yetzer Hara. When you are in control, not Yetzer Hara. Al ken yomru ha-moshlim, says the Gemara. Who is the Moshlim? Ha-moshlim be-Yitzram. Those who control their Yetzer Hara, they can do the right calculation. And you should do the calculation. Because living without calculation is like you have a business and you don't calculate what you're going to do tomorrow or the next day. And we all know, if in business you don't do the right calculation or you don't do calculation at all, what's going to happen to your business? You went going broke. So you have to do calculus. The same way you do it in business or in daily life. You do a budget. What can I buy? What can I buy? The same thing you have to do with the mitzvahs. To do the calculation. So in other words, what our parasha is really telling us is a beautiful thing. First of all, you understand we keep the Torah, the laws of the Torah as a law. Even if we understand why. Then, the only way to connect ourselves to God is to find the time where everything is dead, Adam ki amud ba'ol. That's the Torah. You want to connect to the Torah, you have to be free of